We are on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of a sugya that we have a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Nodra mishtei kikrois ba'achas misane uba'achas ein misane, that she made one neder that asked two kikrois, and one of the kikrois, if by not eating this kikra, will bring to inu nefesh, and the other kikra, it won't be inu nefesh, even though she doesn't eat this kikra, even though the neder is kind. So Shmuel said, the way the Ran explained, there's a loch of Yeferenu, that in Hilchis HaForos Nedorim, by inu nefesh al koponim, one has to be made for the complete neder. And if he's not made for the complete neder, so the HaFora isn't chal. So therefore, in order that the HaFora and the Misane should be chal, you have to be made for the complete neder, which includes Shtei Kikris, which one of the Kikris are Ein Misane. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Yeferenu goes on the chelik a neder that is a bar hafore, and the chelik of the inu nefesh. The other chelik, since there's no inu nefesh involved, so he's not mechuyev to be made for that chelik. Not being made for that chelik does not prevent the hafore of being called on the first chelik, which is a chelik of inu nefesh. Then the Gemara had asked a kasha after Hafore by a Nazira. The din is that the Hafore accomplishes that she won't get Malkus, even though she'll eat Chatzanim or Zogim, which these are Dvorim that there's no Inin Nefesh. So we see a raya to Shmuel, that al-taloch of Yeferenu, you're made for the neder in its entirety, even though the whole neder is not in your nefesh. So Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan had answered on this, the Gemara brings a teretz, on this kasha, ein nezires lachatzoi. That since the Iser Yayin comes always with Chalzen and Zog, so it's one Iser. This is not like two Kikris. Two Kikris are Be'etzem, two different Isurim, but this person was Koilul in one Neder. So therefore you can say Yeferenu goes on the Iser that is in Nefesh, and not on the Iser that is no in Nefesh. But over here, this is one Iser of Yayim, Chartzen, and Zog. So Memele, here, Rabbi Yochanan is also made that because of the Loch of Yeferenu, he has to be made for all Isurei Anovim. Bein Yayin, Bein Chatzanim, and Bein Zog. And then the Gemara went into a Shaila, if there's a din, Kolben Lachatzoin. The Gemara was Messiah, just like Ein Nizirus Lachatzoin, Ein Kolben Lachatzoin, which means that if after a Chelik of the Nizirus was Niskayim, he was made for the Naziris, so one does not bring a Kolben on the Chelik that was Niskayim, because in Kolben Lachatzoim, the whole Chiyuv Havos Kolben is only if the Naziris was Niskayim Bekuloi, so then you bring a Kolben. But if there was only a Chatzi Naziris, so then there's no klal of, then there's no havos kolben, ein kolben lachatzoi. Meisvei, so we're in the middle of the yomit. Ha'isha shenodra benozir. Ha'isha was Kabel Neziris, V'frisho behemto. And we'll see in Daran, we're speaking about that she became Tomei. And another Tomei brings three Kabonis. Achata Sa'if, or Oile Sa'if, and the Osha, which is a behemoth. She was not Rabbi Nozer, she became Tomei. Now she was Matair herself. So before you start the Naziris Tara to start counting over again 30 days, like this is as Hayomim Arishayim Yiplo, the first days that she had counted become bottle when she became Tomei. So now she's in the process of bringing the Korbonis and the Naziris Tome, and then to start counting over Naziris Tare. Bifrisha Behemto, and she was Mafrish the Behem already, for the Osham. Vachalkach, and before she had a chance to be Makib the Korbonis, Hofer Lo Bailo. So the Baal was Mefer on Naziris. So, she did not have a chance to bring the Korbonis as yet. So it says a very interesting din, Meviya Chata Sa'if. She brings a Chata Sa'if. Ve'eina Meviya Oile Sa'if. And the Oile Sa'if she doesn't bring. And what's with the Osham? So the Rosh es the Kashe. Amai nokat vifrisha behemto, v'amai lepirish nami mayeyosebo, like it's, the braise is very unclear. She was mafresh anosham, and then you don't bring an oile saif. The Rashba says, he wants to say a chiddush, even though she was mafresh the behemoth, before the Hafore, and at that moment there was a Chiyav Hafroshe and a Chiyav Havor, the minute that he was Mayfair, the Neder, so everything becomes bottle, and you're not Makrib the Oshem. We'll see soon. But she brings a Chata Soif. Ve'ena Mevi'o Ile Soif. Be amrit ein kolben lachatzin aziris. If you'll say that one does not bring a kolben for a miktsas naziris, amay mevi echat osayif. So the kash is as follows. That means naziris is a procedure that one is meine shloishim yoim betare. And if he became tomei, so you bring the Kabonis to me in order to start counting again the Naziris Tare. Now, if the Baal was Mefer before she had a chance to count the Naziris Tare, so this whole purpose of bringing the Kabonis is not applicable. That means it's a Kolbin Lachatzoyin. That means something was done, but this is not the sole purpose of the Kolben. The Kolben is not only after she became Tomei. She has to, after Noza becomes Tomei and Noza brings Kolbonis, these Kolbonis are enabling her to start counting the Naziris Tare. If there will be no Naziris Tare, so there's no true purpose for the Kolbonis. So this is a Kolben on Naziris Lachatzoyim. Only a chelik of the Naziris was Niskayim. She was Tomei, she was Matair himself, but this is a Chatzoyim. This is not the complete Seder of Naziris. Vi amret ein kolben lachatzin eziris amai mevia chata soif. Frek de gemore vel amai, that's your kashe. So we'll say, yesh kolben lachatzin eziris. So sholesh behemis boila suye. So then the din should be she should bring all three behemoths by a nazirus, that if she was a nazir toyer, and he was made from the middle, white chatos oilo shlomim, ela lo oilam ein kolben lachatzi nazirus. No, that what we said before, there's no kolben lachatzi nazirus. If the nazirus was not nigma, was not nishlam, one does not bring a kolben on a chelik that was niskayim. The chatas oif the masi. So now you have a kasha. So why did you bring a chatas oif? Mishum the chatas ala sofik, which is very difficult to understand. So let us see the Ran. So the Ran says as follows: Meisvei veisha shenodra benozer veifrisha behemta kloima shenitmeis kvar koydem hafreshos shel beima. She became already tomei before she was mafresh the beima. The kivin. Now who's speaking about tumi? So the Ran says it's poshut we're speaking about tumi. The kivin the ktoni meivio chatos oif. She brings a chatos oif. Memele mash medenitmo, so a kocher she became tome. She ain't nozer maybe chata soif. A nozer never brings a chata soif, elo al iske tome. If he became tome, he brings a chata soif. Vodik toni hifrisha behemto. So how, if you're speaking about a nozer tome, how does the behemoth come in? Ainu la osham. That she was mafrish the behemoth for the osham. Shekein nozer tomi meivi behema losham. A nozer tomi brings a behema losham. Ulrebuse nokte. Now, what is the chiddush over here? She was mafrish da osham. Loima. Sha'af al pi sheifrisha behemto koidem aforet. She was mafrish the behema before the aforet. And b'shas afroshe, there was a mocking for Afrosh. He wasn't made for yet. So there was a need to be Mafrish. And she was Mafrish. After Lahochi, Ein Mevio, Oila Sa'if Mishahofalo. She doesn't bring an Oila Sa'if. I don't understand exactly what the connection is. Lamey boy, if you don't bring the Osham, so you don't bring the Osham either. Afilochem mevia oila sa'if mishalfalo. Beisachnish. Abo, biyamret ein kolben lachatzin neziris, shemon sakvar. But if you'll tell me there's no kolben on a half-completed neziris, shekiven sheloi hishlimo minyan sholem, since she did not complete a complete minyan, so that what she did do, what she did count, is not choshev. That means you bring korbonis when the naziris was completed. By partially being mekayim the naziris, one does not bring a korban on that. Lemikri naziris, that's not called naziris, which is mechayev a korban. In kaina mai mevi echata soif al tum mishirolo, voloi mikri naziris klau. You tell me a halfway completed naziris is not called a naziris, that's machayev a kolben. So why do you bring a chata soif? So the Gemara says, elamai, yesh kolben lachatzi naziris. So what are you saying? I'm wrong, that you do bring a kolben. Sholish behemis boy lasuya im loy nitmei. So then the din should be if she didn't become tamei. And she, dahainu chatos oilo vishlomit. That means if she counted 15 days, and he was mefer, so there was an uncompleted naziris that she was mekayim. So let her bring three korbanos. Vahashto shenitmeis, and in the case of the Baraisa that she did become tamei, יש לו להביא אושם באויל הסייף אחת הסייף. ומה נפשכי? You're proving to me that there is a heat korban and an uncompleted naziris. It's called a naziris, but it's uncompleted, but a korban should be brought on that chaylik. So that's the case. So if she was a nazir ter, she should bring three korbanos. If she's a nazir tami, she should also bring two oifis, a chat hasayif, oil hasayif, and an osham. So the first pshat in Daran is that what the Gemara asked, she should bring three korbanos, a miyesh korban lachatzin naziris, means in a different case, not in this case. This case, she can't bring three korbanos because there's no naziris tare. She became tamei already. But in another case, if he was mefer after 15 days, she should bring three korbanos. Inami. Now the answer is a second shot. Afilu nitmeis. Afilu, the Gemara's kash is afilu nitmeis. Afilu she became tamei, the Gemara's asking, boy, lesuyi shalosh behemis. Why? Why should she bring shalosh behemis? The given the Baal lav me eke okar elamegis guys. Since when the Baal is made for the nether, there's not an akire lamatreya, it's only a hafore akzize mikano lahabe, me hafore vilach. Nimtso the chatzi minyan nizire shemonso bimkoimba yoimet. So the half of the naziris that she was counting remains. Bisalke daitoch yesh korban lachatzi naziris. If you say yesh korban lachatzi naziris, hoyel olahavi korbanos shel naziris detare, acher shetitoyer, kedamrinim benitma acher melois. So the Ran is saying as follows. The Ran is saying that the Gemara is asking in this case alone, she counted 15 days of Tara, then she became Tomei, then she's Metair herself. Now she wants to bring the Naziris Tumei, the Korbanos for the Naziris Tumei. So the Ran says, and right afterwards she should bring Korbanos for the Naziris Tara that she counted before she became Tomei. And the Ran brings, we see such a thing, what happened if nitma la'acha melois, what is the din? If a nozer became tomei acha melois yemei nizrei, that means that he counted the 30 days. Now he wants to bring his korbanos for the naziris tare, boom, he becomes tomei. So what does he do? That doesn't mean anything. So he can't bring the korbanos yet. So he becomes toyer. And then he'll bring the korbanos on the naziris tare. So if you say that there's such a concept of korbanos on the chatzi naziris, so let her now, after she brings the korbanos tumah, let her bring the korbanos tare on the first 15 days that was months of betare. So 15 days. 15 days is also something. Now the second mahalach in the Ran is very schwer because there's a meiridik echilik between nitma la'acha molois or nitma after 15 days. What's the difference? The difference is if she became tomei after the molois, so she has 30 days of minyan betare. She can't bring the kabonis because she's tomei. So good, so you'll become tomei and then you bring the kabonis. But if she was nitma b'toich yemei nezirusa, so there we have a din hayomim harishayim yiplu. If you don't have 15 days, hayomim harishayim yiplu, you have nothing. So how could she bring korbanos on the nezirus shemonso? That nezirus became bottlery. Hayomim harishayim yiplu. So the Ran is l'cheira very difficult to understand. The Baruch Hashem found the Malay Arayim didn't understand the Ran. He asks his on the Ran. The Ran that says for a double poshet that after the Baal was mefer, she should now bring the three korbanos of Nezirus Tare for the day she counted till now. Those days are over a bottle. It says a yomim rishayim yiplu. These days do not count at all. Unless for all practical purposes that Ran understood that Yomim Rishayim Yiplu means that you can't be mitzarev them with the next, with the you can't say 15 and 15, they're not, you can't say that now she counts another 15 days and you'll be mitzarev this with the first. You can't be mitzarev the first 15 days, since there was a tumah afterwards, it can't be mitzar of this with a second 15 days. You need consecutive 30 days. So pshat is a yomim rishayim yiplu. That means that you can't use them anymore. But not that they command the lesser. These were 15 days of Nezirus Betare. So Memela, so the Ran said, so the Gemara is asking a good kasha, so the Gemara is asking, so let her now bring the three. But if you say that you can bring a korban and a chatzin neziris, so let her bring now the three korbanos on the 15 days that she has counted betara. So you see, I'm right. Ein korban la chatzin neziris. So why did you bring a chatzasoi? So the Gemara answers, mishum de chatzas ala sofik. A chatzas should bring ala sofik. Now, first, let's. What is the Teichwelte? So Rashi says over here, Alasofik, the line afterwards, the Ashkiran, the Chata Sa'if, Osianami Alasofik. What does that mean? The Yeledes Shehipilo, a Yeldes was Mapu. The Ein Yedue Mahipilo, I don't know what she was Mapu. Im Chatiche Im Vlad. Was she maple stamazoi a piece of meat which didn't have any tsuris avlad? Or she was maple avlad? If she was maple avlad, she's mechuyev achatas ha'oif al tsyoldis. If she was maple achatiche, she's not mechuyev. Meviyo chatas ha'oif. Bahoyel the Ashkan beyond the Chatasoy Bola Sofik Ochanami Masi Chatasoy. Now, so Al Kaponim, we know the first half, that Chatasoyf, that's Bo Ala Sofik. Mishim the Chatas Ala Sofik. Now let us see the Ram. Mishim the Chatasoyf Osi Ala Sofik. Bekiven the Kilkulahai. Ala Sofik Nami Bo. You bring it, you makriv a korban ala sofik, that is not eaten, os yanami lachatzin neziris. Now we have to understand the connection between these two halachas. Perhaps, pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Chata sa'if albo ala sofik. We have here two tzadim. Maybe she was Mapul Avlad. She's Chayva Chatasoy. But let's talk about the other child. Maybe she was Mapul Achatiche. She's not Chayva Chatasoy. There's no Chiv. So Memele, so she brings a Kolben. So on that side, there's a child that there's no Chiv. So Achatasoyif can be brought even though there's no Chiv. Because there's a 50-50 chance that there's no chiyuv. And we have to take this into consideration. So this is a korban that can be brought even though there's no such other korban chatos that can be brought shaloi b'chiyuv. And there's nedoves, that's a shlomim, a toida, but there's no chatos that can be brought shaloi b'chiyuv. But chatos ha'oif can be brought shaloi b'chiyuv. There's such a korban that can be brought shaloi b'chiyuv. The kil kulei hai bala sofik nami bo. It is a korban that can be brought, even though there's a sofik, maybe there's no chiyuv whatsoever. So it could be That's what we said, ain't kolben lachatzina ziris. That means there's no true chiyuv to bring a kolben if the naziris wasn't nishlam. That's true, there was a mikzas naziris. But a mikzas naziris cannot make a chiyuv gomel to bring a kolben. You have to be mashlam the naziris in order to be mechuyev a kolben. But that is only if the criteria is chiyuv kolben. So then I say, listen, there was no ashlamas on naziris, there's no chiyuv kolben. But the kolben of chatas ha'if is not dependent on chiyuv kolben. You can bring it when there's no chiyuv also. That's the kivin the kil kule ha'evul, there's no chiyuv, you could bring it. So then I could bring it on the chatzi naziris. That means there was a chatzi naziris. There is a mokim to bring on this minyan, or on the tare, we're bringing it on the naziris. That was, I mean, she was a nozel tome, so then the tume is mechayiv a kol. But we say this whole chiv is only if there's a complete set. She was mekabel naziris, so she'll be kantomi, and she'll be mashlam the naziris. Then we have a chiyuv to bring these kabonis. These kabonis are machsha the naziris tare. Now she can start counting again. So the chiyuv kolben is totally in the ashlamas ha-naziris. But if chatas ha'oif is such a unique kolben that you bring it without a chiyuv, so you can bring it now also. Because mitzad what had happened till now, there'd be a mokim to bring a chatas ha'oif. There's no ashlamas ha-naziris, there's no chiyuv, but al kaponim it can be brought even though there's no chiyuv. Now she brings down in the Gemara and Nozir says this as a different nahalach, that Rabbi Lezer said that the chiyuv chatas ha'oif is neshetzir atzmai min hayayim. That means there's a purpose, another purpose in the chatas ha'oif. Now perhaps that alone would not be permissible to bring it if I'm accomplishing something. If a chatas would need a chiyuv, but since a chatas does not need a chiyuv avos, so you bring it for that purpose. Eisve, like the Gemara Akasha, ha'isha shanodra benozer benitmo, ba'achakach ofilo bailo, Mevio chatas ha'if, vein mevio oilas ha'if. She brings a chatas ha'if, vein a mevio oilas ha'if. Vi amrit, meifel imisane, vein meifel ishein imisane. Again, a kasha Rabbi Yochanan, if you will say that the fora only helps for the chelik haneder, which is geirah min nefesh. Ve'ein meifel u'sheini misana, the ma'afora does not help for the chelik that is no in nefesh. Dilme, again this dilme is mistoma lavdavke, is miyayin de isla tzaro heifilo, mitumis meis de leslo tzaro loy heifilo. So the Gemara is asking Amoim de Kekashe. The Gemara is asking his whole koyach of a forest because of Ini Nefesh. Now, which Ini Nefesh is involved by another? Yayin, Shtiyas Yayin. That's the Ini Nefesh. Tumala Mesim, that's not an Ini Nefesh. She won't be Metamala Mesim, so that's an Ini Nefesh. That's an Ini Nefesh. So Memele, so Lachaire, the Tume, the Din Isser Tume should remain. So Lachaire, what should be the Din? So the Din should be, now she finished she was another Tome, now she should be Mashlam Nachtkat, counting 30 days of Naziris Petare. She shouldn't be metamala mace. She's allowed to drink wine. Okay, it was made for that. But she should not be permitted to be metamala mace. because that wasn't mufa from the net from through his afore. This is not inui nefesh. And then she should bring the three kobonis. And here it seems that a isha that was a nozer, that was nitma, and he was mefer, all she brings is a chata soif, and we're finished. So why is it that way? Omri, so the Gemara says a very interesting teretz, tumis meis nami islo tzaro. By not being able to be metame to a meis, that's inui nefesh. It's Isla Tzar. What's the Tzar? Bechsiv v'achai yitain eliboy. Amiradik evshat. A person, it says in the Pasuk, Tev l'leches al beis evil, m'leches al beis hamishte. One should go to a beis evil. Then it says, v'achai yitain eliboy. Now, achai, when he goes to the beis evil, he should Yitin alibi, you should think about it. What should he think? Bisanya hoya rameya reima, maidach si vaha yitin alibi. He should think as follows. The yispoi, if I'll be maspid others, yispid ulay, then they'll be maspid me. The yifkun, amayubi kazach, if I'll cry on others, yifkun lay, they'll cry on me. The yikber, if I'll help in the kvure of a meis, yikberune. So, memele, yitain alibay, he should think of himself. And that should motivate him to do the mitzvahs of hesped, of b'chi, of kvure. Now, this woman that was Mekabel Naziris, so it seems she's unable to be Mekayim these mitzvahs. I'd like to ask a pertinent question. I mean, Naziris is 30 days. I mean, these 30 days will make it or break it. I mean, she was going... Till now, what we're speaking about, it's in nefesh. That means that till now, every levaya she went, and she was from the Chevra Kadisha, and thus, now she's Makabel Naziris for 30 days. So all of a sudden, 30 days, they gave her a call, you know, there's a Chevra Kadisha, she come, I'm a nozer. Oh, you're a nozer! Oh, remember, I mean, so now she's Akmas Nefesh Oyve, what did I do? I was Mekabel Naziris, and that's it. What's going to be with me? Beisach Nisht. I don't understand why, just like we had in Rechitza Chilukim, if Chitzel Yemecha, this is Ini Nefesh, not Ini Nefesh. We had such a chiluk that not every Ini Nefesh is, if it's only for a short period of time. We have to understand why this is called Inin Nefesh. But Al Kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says this is Inin Nefesh. So you had a problem according to Rabbi Yochanan, and why is he mefer the Issa Tumah? The Issa Tumah should remain and she should count now 30 days betare. He says, no, sikhi, Al Tzedin of Inin Nefesh, he's mefer the Tumah also. He's mefer the Issa Tumah. Let us see the Rav. Eisvei l'Rabbi Yochanan po. The Omer ein meifer l'she'ein misan. Rabbi Yochanan said you cannot be meifer to the chelik of the nether that is no inin nefesh. The isha shenodra benozer v'nit meis v'achakach eifel obayla ein mevio oyle soif. Then kolben l'chatzi minyan shal neziris. You don't bring a kolben l'chatzi minyan. The kivin the hofala botlu kol dine neziris mikan beilus. It's only a partial minion. It's not a mushlim. It's not a complete minion. So memela to don't bring a kol. Mitumis meis the last la tzara le hofala. Benimse shefilu la acher aforet. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, even after the aforet, he muzeres ala tumet. So she's muzar ala tumah. V'kivin shekain le'mikri legabi tumah chatzi minyan shal nazir. So legabi tumah, it's not called a chatzi minyan. Shechayev esi lahashlim kol minyan nazirus betara. There's a chiyiv she has to be mayna lamajen betara. Elevadei mashme. So memela, so then, so it's not a chatzi minyan. So then she should bring ready the three behemoths. Elevadei mashme. The mitzvah shemeifa liyayin shemisana boy. Meifel etume she'ena misan araya teshmul nakash and Rabbi Yechon. Omri, so the Gemara answers, tumis meis nami islotar. Hai de porik lehochi. Why did the Gemara say this? The Gemara says as a philosophical teret, she's also tar, she can't go to a kvure. Le porik, why didn't we say the teretz we said before, ein neziris lachatzoin, in the porik leil? The more said before, the more said similar kasha before, and chartzon and zog, why is she permitted to eat chartzon and zog? There's no in nefesh by chartzon and zog. The more said, ein neziris lachatzoin, it's one big unit that's the nether of neziris. Two kikris is two different adorim made into one nether. But there we can say Yeferenu goes on the nether of Inin Nefesh. But over here, this is the nether of Naziris. It's one big unit. So there Yeferenu, you have to make the whole nether. Mishum shetume eino tluye b'Naziris. Tume is not totally b'Naziris. The Ashkra Naziris b'loy tume. There's a nozer that is not Mechuyev to be nizah min atume. Shrei nozer shimshin osor biyayin ametama lemeisem kedi isa bepere kama de meseches nozer. We see that a nozer shimshin, that's a type of naziris. Shimshin was a nozer without a kabbalah. He wasn't, so there's a nozer shimshin. Nozer shimshin has a certain dinim. He's also b'yayin. He's mutal atami lemeis. V'kiven de lo italye tume b'neziris evshinami de iso le iso tume b'lo iso shal dini neziris. So it could be the other way around also. That means als the din of yefeirenu that you have to be made for the whole nether. So all Isurei Anovim, which includes Yayin, Chalzen, and Zog, that's one big nether. Even though a Chelik, there's no Inei Nefesh, but that's one unit. The Isurei Yayin comes with Yayin, Chalzen, and Zog. That's one big. But we find that the Isurei Tume is not Mekusha to the Isurei Yayin. Boharaye, Anozer Shimshin, is an Issa Yayin without Issa Tume. So Memele, if the Issa Tume is not Mekusha to the Issa Yayin, so Lochaira could be Mefer the Issa Yayin alone. Issa Yayin, that's Inin Nefesh. Issa Tume is not Inin Nefesh. And we see that there's no Chesorin in Yayin. There's no Chesorin in Yayin without an Issa Tume. But I, another Shimshin is another from Yayin. His mutter letame is atzmai. So if this is not one unit with the Yayin, so there's no din of Yeferenu. Yeferenu means you have to be made for the whole nether of Inui Nefesh. So all the Yisurei Anovim is one unit. But the Isar Tume, which is not behechech mekusher to the Isar Yayin, so there's no chesorin of Yeferenu if I won't be made for Tume. So then I can't be made for Tume because there's no Inui Nefesh. That was pshat in the Gemara's Kash. The Briske Rav asks as follows. Yes, tzorich iyun. The Nezirah Shimshin מין נזירס בפני עצמוי בעצם דין נזירס. There are two types of נזירס. There's a stamanoze, there's a נזירס שימשן, it's a different suit. ושני מיני נזירס הם בעצמוסם. There are two מינים of נזירס. נזירס סתם, שאסורה בתומה, סתם נזירס is also בתומה, נזירס שימשן, שאין בו עשר תומה. זו ממילא, זה יש בו הוכי דקיימינן בנזירס סתם, שיש בו עשר תומה, כולה איסורה דנוזר חדינה להו. דלוי מקרי חילוקי בעשר כאים בה הנזירס. So that means he says like this. He's asking, the Briskerov seems to ask as follows, that if Naziris Shimshin and Stam Naziris would be the same type of Naziris, so then you showed something. But it's two sugim of Naziris. There's Naziris Shimshin, that Nozer is a different type of a Nozer. A Nozer is Mutter L'tamis L'meisim. There's a Nozer Stam that's also L'tamis L'meisim. So, how can you prove from this, like this, with this alumnus of Ein Naziris Lachatzoi? That means that this is, the nether is one nether that includes different than Yonim, some are in the Nefesh, some are not in the Nefesh, but it's one nether. So there's a din of Yefeirenu, you have to be made for the whole nether. So the Ran says, it doesn't apply over here because Nazir Shimshin is permitted to Metamala Mason. Yeah, that's a different type of Naziris, but Naziris Stam, that is the nether of Naziris. It's Yayin and Tumet. So why don't you say Yefeirenu over here? That's Briskerov did not understand the Ran's terrors. We had mentioned yesterday, I thought yesterday was a good story. We had mentioned yesterday that there's a machlokes in the Achreinim, how Kabbalah's Naziris works. Others, and there's a machlokes in Rishonim. Others learn pshat that Naziris is Isurim on different things. It's an Isur, an Yayin, an Taglachas, an Tumeh. Either it's an Isur Hefze on the Yayin, it's Isur Hefze on the Gufan Nozer. But it's Isurim. It's an accumulation of different Isurim. We mentioned in the nozer, that's the nether nozer. These are the naziris is a nether, and the nether is on different pu'ulis, on shtiyah, on tumah, on taglachas. We mentioned the marit learns pshat differently. That a nozer does bechlal does not create isurim whatsoever. There's no such thing. As a nether nozer, he is neither to create different isurim. A nozer is mekabel on himself kedushas naziris. And then the Torah said, a nozer who is a kodesh is not permitted to drink wine, is not permitted to be metamel lemesim, is not permitted to aglachas, but these are isurei Torah. So I had thought yesterday, and I thought that's Pshat in the Rosh, that if you learn like the Marit, so then the Einaziris Lachatzoin is Golposhet. Not that the Isurim are connected. L'chayri yinamefe b'chlal the Isurei Naziris. These are Isurei Teire, you can't be meifa yisurei teira. You're just meifa the kedush, the nether that she made. She was mekabel herself kedushas naziris. She made for the kedusha, and automatically all the yisurim fall off. So then,
I wanted to say pshat, that could be that pshat in the Gemara, in the Ziris Lachatzoi. So, you can't be made for shtiklach. You're not made for bechlal be yisurim. You're made for the Kedushas Naziris. In Kainam Anachnu, so what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha here? The Gemara's kasha, the Isatumah should remain. But the afor is not in the yisurim. And the Rosh Bayos also brings down the Zira Shimshin. Rosh has a mind with Teres with Tamil Amazon, with Shaykh of Lashan since Zira Tzoyt and Afka Kabichalzen Bezog, Yevshu and the Ziris Beloy Chalzen. Abul Evshu and the Ziris Beloy Yisr Tume, Ke Nozer Shimshin. He brings Nozer Shimshin. So perhaps Pshat is, and if this is true, maybe this would be a teretz on the kasha of the Bris Karov. We find the Bris Karov said very good that there are two dargis, the two types of naziris. There's naziris tam, naziris shimshin. It's two different sugim of naziris. Now, if we understand according to the Marit, that there's a Kedushas Naziris, and the Kedushas Naziris is Mechayev, certain halachas. So, how do we understand Naziris Shimshin is Mutal Atami L'Meisen, Astam Nozer is also Atami L'Meisen? Does he have Kedushas Naziris or doesn't he have Kedushas Naziris? So, Dachsachmir, according to the Marit, he has a smaller darga of Kedushas Naziris. A Nozer Shimshin is not as Kodesh as a Stam Nozer. A Stam Nozer has X amount of Kedusha, so that asks him the Tamil Amesim. A Nozer Shimshin has less than X amount of Kedusha, so Memele, if he's Mutal a Tamil Amesim. Vim Kainam Anachnu, so it comes out that the different dargis of Kedushas Naziris, and these dargis, according to these dargis, so the dinim hamistafim imenu, the dinim that come out is totally in the oifen hakedusha. If there's X amount of kedusha, all the dinim achal, less than X amount of kedusha, part of the dinim achal. So it could be the din afore. L'chayre, his only mefer could be the kedusha that she created. He doesn't go further because she never created Isurim. So it could be the kedusha is a sibbe for the dinim. So now if legabi inu nefesh, the dinim that came about through this kedusha, tishaf inu nefesh, this Kedusha, he could be mefer to, so the dini nefesh, the dinim, there should be dinim of dini nefesh. So memele, so that amount of Kedusha, he's mefer, so she loses this Kedusha. The Kedusha which she possesses, which creates in her a din, but she's also the Tamila mefer. The Kedusha that creates Isurei Tumeh, that Kedusha he can't chisel away, so that Kedusha remains. So that was Pshat, the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answer, no, that the Ini Nefesh, the Tumeh Lameisim is also Ini Nefesh, he can take away that Kedusha also. Now the Ran says a second Teretz. Inami the Kushta de Milse Boy Letruzi. That means like this. The Ran says a very geshmak teretz. The Gemara is takashe, how is he able to be mefer nidre inu nefesh? So there's two ways. Spakant, the Beis Halevi said that there's a difference how when someone asks me a kashe, when someone asks my son Rab Chaim Akasha, there's a merdeka difference. He says, when someone asks me the kasha, so I tell him a teret to the kasha, both of us are happy. He asked a good kasha, I said a good teret, so fine, everyone's happy. When you ask my son the kasha, Rab Chaim, he shows him that the kasha doesn't begin. There's no kasha at all whatsoever. So not that the shoyl has a no, because he didn't ask anything. It's like an Irish, he didn't ask anything. And my son also did everything. He didn't have a kasha, so what's there to, he didn't say a teretz to kasha. The kasha never began. So this is what the Ran says. The Gemara asked Akasha, you know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, the Hafore should only work on the Yayin and not on the Tumeh because there's no Inyan Nefesh. So you could say a Teres, but there's the Dinei Neziris Lachatzoin, so you could be made for the Tumeh even though there's no Inyan Nefesh. That's a teretz to the kasha. But the Gemara said the emes. The kasha doesn't begin. There is inyan nefesh by tumah. So memela, the Gemara, you ask not to say a teretz. The Gemara is saying better that the kasha doesn't begin. That's what the Ran says. Inami dekush to the milsa boilitus. The Gemara wants to say the emes a teretz. Like the salke daitach, the ein betumis meisa. The lesser. The aim to miss Mesa, the lesser, a letzarisla. The nav kiminashim nodrosh loy teiluch lebeisa evil is also bala meifilo, mishumini nefesh, must tell us the truth. So it's negeye many halachas. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Toinim shani nene lebriyas. Anisha made a koinim that she won't have any hano. Lebrius means from everyone. Einoi yochel lohofer. The husband cannot be made for this neder. We'll see why in the Ran and the Gemara. Then it says, v'yichaylehi lihoneis beleket shikra bepeye. She's allowed to have a noah from matnas anim. Let's just explain what the Mishnah is saying over here. That matnas anim, that says Tazoiv. We learn now from this Tazoiv that Matnes Aniyim are different than Matnes Kohune. Matnes Kohune, the owner of the Tevel, when he's Mafrish Trume, he has a bailus in the Trume, can give it to who he wants, so you can't hop away from me Trume. It's mine to decide to give who I want to give. So yes, Taivas are not the Tumah. So Memela, if she said, Koinim Shani Nene Lebrius, I can't have enough from people, so Tumah she wouldn't be able to get, because he gives it to her, so he's being Mahana. But by Leket Shikra Peye, there, he's not giving her anything, it's Hefke, it's not his. So Memela, that's the second bov of the Mishnah. V'chayli lohoneis beleket shikra peye, because she's not having a no from anyone, because this is hefkel. So this is not hano me'abriyas. Kainim kahanim levim nenuli. If a person said that kahanim and levim, all kahanim levim cannot have a no from me, yitlu al kochi. So we take the matnas kohune away from him. Al kochay kahanim elu levim elu nenim li yitlu acherim, than other kahanim should take, and not these kahanim. Now let us see the Ran. Koinam shani nenis lebriyas, ma shani nenis min abriyas ye olayke koinam. Eina yochel lohofa, he can't be mefer. So. She asked Hano on herself from the whole world, and she can't, and he can't be made. That's not called inyan nefesh. Avol gav doma Shmuel Hano's ploini olai yofesh. Shmuel said if she asked Hano from one person, that's called inyan nefesh, because maybe she might become dependent on that person. Or askin in the lay the Shmuel kerabonotzvile. So that we had said before, Shmuel holds like the rabbono. The Meikel Be'inei Nefesh. According to the Rabbonon, Afilu Hanor from one person falls into the category of Inei Nefesh, because there's a possibility that she might be dependent on this one person. And our mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, he has different guidelines in Inei Nefesh. So he holds Afilu Koinem Shaninen Elabrius, it's not called Inei Nefesh if there's someone she could have an offer from. We'll see in the Gemara that someone could be her husband. B'chayil honest b'leket shikropei, the kim d'chsibu tazay, he says, as an extra time tazay, like sibu but lesine. It doesn't say that he should give the matnes aniyim to the aniyim, less bu toives anola bailam, so he doesn't have any ownership in the matnes aniyim. Hilkach ki shok lo leket shikropei, eina nenes mishal bris, it doesn't have enough on the bris. So let us see the Gemara. Look the Gemara. So the Gemara understood. Alma Evshel de Mitzene Midile, that she could have Mizainis from her husband. That means, what's pshat in the first Allah in the Mishnah? He can't be made for, there's no Inei Nefesh. How will she exist from him? So my story is, that when a person says, when a woman says Bries, she does not mean to include her husband. Her husband doesn't fall into the category of Bries. So she meant, I won't have enough from anyone besides my husband. So Rabbi Yossi holds, so since there is someone that could give her her necessity, so it's not Inei Nefesh, so there's no problem. Alma Evsha the Mitzina Midile, Michlau the Baal, Lav Bechal Brias, so he doesn't fall into the category of Brias. Ema Seifa, let us see the Seifa. Viachoyle Hile Honis Beleka Chikra Peya. He can have a no of Leka Chikra Peya. Avomi the Baal, Loyachla, would seem from her husband, she can have a no. Alma Baal Bechal Briasu. Omar Ule. So we're going to have a three to listen. Ule, Rav and Rav Nach. Omar Ule. Lo'oilom ba'al lav v'chal b'ri Yisu. V'hochik toni. V'hoid. Ein yochel lo'ofer. First of all, the lav is b'chal b'ri Yisu. The ba'al is lav v'chal b'ri Yisu. Me'mele. So there's no Inei Nefesh over here. She can get supported from the Baal. Boy, then there's another cheshbin that he can't be made from Shikropeya. She's another source of income. Like a Shikropeya. Let us see the Ram. Alma Evshe the Mitzina Midilei. Kosalke Daitach. If his mother understood that the reason that he can't be mefer is because there's no Inei Nefesh, he can support her. Kasalka daitach, the sefer diktani yechoylehi lehonis belekat shikra peye, lav siyume dereishe v'taime didoi. This is not a continuation of the reishe. This is not a reason for the reishe, that's why he can't be mefer. The Mishamachi and Yochel Lahovne Shechayla Lahon is Beleket Shikrapei. The Imise, if that would be Pshat, the Mishneh, Avalele Misna Hochi, so should have said in the Mishneh, Koinem Sheininene Sheaninene Labris, and the Yochel Lahova, Mipnei Sheyachayla Lahon is Beleket Shikrapei. Not Viyachayla Hulihiyonis. Viyachayla means this is a new Halacha. Ein yachal offer is one aloch, he can be made, and then be yachal lehonis. If this is the reason, so the Mishnah should have written it differently, mivnei sheyachal lehonis, belekat shikrapeya. Boi, the im isid the baal bechal b'yisu, if you'll say that baal is bechal b'yisu, And the reason it's not inui nefesh is because there is a source of income of leket shikhepei. Heichik toni. How could the Mishnah say, v'neshi achoyle lihonis, the leket shikhepei ein yochaloho, for that's it can't be made for, it's not inui nefesh. V'chibal v'kulu b'riyais. The Baal, and all other people on this world, Gri Mechen Venish Lehoisa Panasose Elo Memeno Amrinin Lael Yofa. We learned before that if the Chenveni is the only one, this Chenveni that she made a nether from is the only one that sells on credit, so then the halacha is that he could be Mefer. That means this already is considered that we're dependent. Sometimes he doesn't have money, and this is the only Chenveni that sells on credit. So Lamaisa, this is considered Inui Nefesh because we can truthfully imagine and think that there'll be a Matzav of Inui Nefesh, and he won't have money to pay. So if this is called Inui Nefesh, so how could one say that if she assed the whole world on her, plus her husband, it's not Inui Nefesh because she has a efsharus to get leket shikra peya. Leket shikra peya is not better than a chenveni shepanasose olo. Elavada. So therefore, the Gemara understood, Kiktoni ein yochel lohofe, he can't be mefer, ein etayme, shum de'efshe de mitzvah mibayel. That has to be pshat in the reisha, he can't be mefer because she has a source of income from her husband. The ba'alei avi bechlal bris. Hilkach le mikre ini nefesh v'lo yochel. Chitayim of Rektaran, Akati, Heiche Os Yishapir, Dovadei Baal. That means, so now you say you understand the Reish. She can't have a no min abriyas, but it's not in the nefesh, according to Rabbi Yossi, because she could have a no from her husband. Frekta, but where does the husband get it from? The husband gets it from the Briyas. Akati, Heiche Os Yishapir. Afilo, he's not the chlabriyis, the vaday baal ain't panasose elamina briyis. The baal gets all the food from the briyis. Bahavalu briyis kechenveni shein panasose elamimenu, the omayofel, so memele, just like we said by a chenveni. If I have to come on to this chenveni, and she asked her hano from this chenveni, so then he could be made for that's called Inui Nefesh. So she asked her not from the Bris, and the only way she can get food is through her husband purchasing from these Bris, so it's weiter. And not from the Bris. Lakushi. So hosam osrolo le peiris chenveni. There it says the Mishnah, she asked the peiris of the chenveni. Afilu bisman she yivim lo baal, uchada signal afilu, the baal will bring us these peiris, and these were the peiris chenveni she asked. Hilkach yofer, because they dependent on the chenveni, panasose olof, and with they can never use the chenveni's peiris. Avol hoche, loy osro anavsho peiris abriyis, if she did not ask her peiris abriyis, Ela hanoa sabriyis. Here she asked hanoa sabriyis. El hilka kolecha shabaloiker oisam mutoris bem sheine nenis minabriyis ela minabal. So that means it matters what she said. If she said peiris, so then these are zicha peiris abriyis, so then it would zicha be able to be mefer because she can't use all these peiris. But if she said hano min abriyas, so they're not being mahana me because I'm getting from my baal. So the Gemara says, Eima seife yecholo lahonis beleket shikro peyit. That was the Gemara's kashit. So the Reisha seems to say that the reason he can be mefer is because he's not min abrius, and the Sefer seems to say a different cheshbon because she could have enough and that could shikra peya. That's why it's not ini nefesh. Ein me Sefer chel on his black shikra peya avum nabal lo yochlo. So then the Ran explains the kasha very geschmack. Al kochach is eiskishpah from the Sefer that she can eat from the bal. The yochla mi bal eichem uteres beleket shikra peya the labaniyehi. So the meis al kochach, if she can eat leket shikra peya, al kochach she can have anor from the bal. So it's not the way you said. Oma ula lo oilam bal lav bechal briyesu. Boy, ain't yochla offer me neshi yecholi lones beleket shikra peya. The Baal does not fall into the category of Bris. And that is why it can't be made for the mitzvah minei Baal. That's the first bovet. Minei the Baal, she can have mezainis from the Baal. Void. What's the void? What if she has a husband that's poor? She has a husband that can't support her, so then it should be ini nefesh already. Why the filu baloniu ain yochel ofer? Because she still has a source of income. She chaylolonis b'leket shikra peyem. Mi bal nami loy mitzerim. And she has the Baal also, the mitzvah, babe. If she would be also from the Baal, Mishim Shechela, Honest Blacket, Shikra, Peye, Bochud, Lemrinen, Loyofa, Loygori, Briyais, Ubal, Michembenish, Lois, Banasosi, Elomimenu, Slois, Banasosi, Elomimenu, the Kaimalon Yofa. So the Mishnah is saying this boy, that means she has the Baal. And afilu, when he's poor, so then she has always a backup of leket shikra pei. That is ulas teres. Rava oma. Lo'oilom bal v'chlal briyesu. No, I wish to disagree with you. When she said, koinem shani nana labriyas, she meant to asa the Baal also. Uma tam kama, v'yachayla is not, so koinem shani nana labriyas any yachalofa. Uma tam, mitnei, that's pshat. Either loshen is not meduik, or that's pshat. Loilam Baal b'chal briyasu. Uma tam kama, uma tam any yachalofa. So why can't he be made? She asked everyone on this world. So why can't he be made? Meshechayla lahonais beleket shikra upei. Let us see the Rav. Rav Oma, lo'olam bal bechlal b'riyesu. U'matam koma, matam ein yochel ofer. Why can't he be made? Meshechayla lahonais beleket shikra upei. Svirelei l'rove. And that was the reason of the Gemara in the beginning, because the Gemara understood this is not the reason of the Reisha, because it says v'yachayla, so they mean neisha yachayla. V'meila mashma d'matan kom. So the Mishnah is not so meduyik, but that is pshat the Mishnah, that neisha yachayla. V'kosha tuve, v'chekteram, ולרובם מגרי בריאס ובל מפרס חמבני שאין פנסוסי אלא ממנו דקטוני יופה משום איני נפש ואפילו לרבי יויסי. פרקטרן, I don't understand that. How could you say that if Baal is Bechla Briyah, so she asks her the whole world, but she can get luck at Shikra Peya. So why is this better than Chemveni Shepanasosai Olov at Yofer, according to Rabbi Yossi? And here it's Lo Yofer. ותירץ הרם בשניר זכרנו לברוך. דהוכה, here we're speaking about בשלוקתו לקט שיקסו אופייה. We're speaking about that she put up in the freezer already. She was locked up like a chikrape. She has in her house stock that will last her face as long as the nether. V'choyle hi lehonis mimenu. V'chidiktoni, y'choyle hi lehonis b'leket chikrape. It means she has like a chikrape. V'ilkach le'yofel. V'le'el. That's what we said before, that Chemveni Shapanosose Mimenu, he could be Mefer. They're speaking about Bimoisak Shomim. We're speaking about in the winter, and the winter is not like a Shikrapeya. Sheyev Shalol Elake, Mishimochi Yofer. That is why he could be made for this called Inyanefesh, and he is speaking about that she was Malakit already.